What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
Yeah. Well, guys, here we go. Another year, another season. Sorry, it's been a while, but here I am. And here we go. You know, the news has not been good lately for people. I'm sure there's some that are going to enjoy it. I am not happy about it, and we'll just leave it at that. I do want to say, you know, a while back there was that glorious, wonderful, definitely worth every second of watching the Tyson fight. That was the biggest crock of shit that I had seen in a long time. I'm not one to believe that things are, you know, sports events like that are written up or staged or you know, scripted like people. You know, you get all these people out here saying the NFL is scripted and all this. And I can't fall into that. But watching that fight, I truly believe it was scripted and staged. I don't feel that was a real fight. No matter how much money Tyson got for that, I feel that is a huge ding on him as a fighter to lose to somebody like one of the Paul brothers. And who knows, maybe someday, you know, Jake Paul will be a good fighter, and maybe he won't. I don't know. But for now, I don't like him. I don't think he's a good fighter. I don't think he's a fighter at all. I think it's all show. It's an act. I just think it's crap. But, you know, that was months ago. So here we are, new year. You know what? I'm alone here in the garage for this first ever New Year episode of Garage Talks. But let's give Mr. Rhodes here a call. Let's see what's up.
What's up, dude?
What's going on, man? How's the move going?
Oh, it's exhausting. I was gonna fuck with you and bitch button you. It's exhausting.
I believe it. I probably would have said you fucker. Dude, this is not starting off good for me, man. I'm trying to watch football out here too while I'm doing this, and I have to stream it because the antenna in here sucks. Something else to think of when we upgrade the garage to the garage bar. I'm gonna need an outdoor antenna or something to get these working right. But I took the headphones off and I stood up to go start the football game over again, or you know, just to the cord to the headphone got stuck around my foot. I pulled the mic across the table. It hit my open beer, which then started falling off the table. And me being the genius I am, reached down to catch it and bumped it back onto the table, which then turned it right towards my laptop and the mixer board.
And then it burst into flames? Electrocuted you? Like, this is like final destination.
Luckily, I caught it quick enough and dried it off as fast as I could. But yeah, I was like, God damn it. If I would have just left it alone, it would have fallen to the ground and all would have been fine. Instead, I got to try to catch it and throw it on the mixer board in the laptop.
That's like, remember like back in the restaurant days, like the, you know, those big ass Saran wrap boxes. You get them at Costco now, but they come with like a little like safety cutter thing. But they used to have that like blade on it, right? The serrated blade.
Yeah.
I watched some guy drop one of those and tried to like catch it as it was falling.
Oh shit.
And it just like sliced his forearm, dude. Like the gnarliest cut. I mean, it might as well have just been a chainsaw.
Yeah. Yeah, the blades on those things suck.
Yeah.
I back when I was a cook, I was sharpening knives and I went to put them up on the magnet strip and one fell and I reached over to catch it and almost cut my pinky off.
Yep. That's pretty common too.
I just don't, you know, what goes through your mind? Like I'm going to catch this sharp knife. I should just step away, but you don't think about it. You just like react and you jump out there to catch it. Like I did with the bottle.
Second nature. You're like, oh. Yeah, but dude, we got quite a bit done. Yeah. We did like, me and Tina did another, since the last time I saw you, another three trailers.
Oh, wow.
Full. Pretty much, I mean, the entire interior of the house is completely empty with the exception of the couch upstairs and the TV. She was like, you want to try the couch? I was like, I think that's a little too much for you, dude. Like, we went up, picked up one side of it. I was like, nah. So we'll get that next weekend. But
damn, dude. Yeah. So we'll have garage, shed.
Garage and shed.
And the sectional. Yep. What about the washer dryer?
Yeah, washer dryer.
Okay. I was like, you guys manned up and did that too? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly, with your appliance dolly, I probably could have.
Right, dude. That thing's pretty nice.
Ran out of space. Yeah. It's friggin' sweet, dude. Like, I did both of the bookshelf things on that, and as a lifesaver.
Oh, nice.
Like, those are super, super easy. But
is the garage still stinking?
Not terribly, no. We brought the dogs over, and they fucking ran in the backside, which I knew. I was like, but it's dry enough, honestly. Like,
nice. They didn't screw it up.
No, they say like 24 hours, but they told me 48 because it was colder outside. But it was like, 50 degrees yesterday, 48 today or something. Like,
yeah, and I was looking at the weather because I got to send one of my crews up to Sun Valley and McCall. And so I've been checking the weather and seeing how it's going to be. And dude, this is the worst fucking winter, and in my opinion, the worst because I like the snow, that we've had in a long time. This is ridiculous. It shouldn't be 50 degrees in wintertime.
It's fantastic, bro.
Yeah, I bet you like it. But no, I need the cold. I need the snow.
Fuck all that, dude. I'm tired. I hate snow and cold. And honestly, the rain is probably worse than the snow. I can't stand like a week of rain.
Yeah. You really? Wow. Dude, I love the rain. Dude, I'll sit outside in it. I'm sure you've seen the pictures Lex took of me dancing in it. I don't dance, but I stood out there.
Yeah. I know you want to move to Oregon.
Only certain parts, not anywhere in Oregon. It has to be a specific, a specific town.
Pacific?
A Pacific town, yes. It definitely has to be a Pacific town. So I started this off after spilling my beer on all the electronics by talking about how I'm not one to believe that sporting events are scripted or, written, other than obviously – WWE wrestling. It's very clear that is scripted and fake. Yep. But that Mike Tyson fight.
Oh, 100%.
Like, there's just no way that was not scripted and faked, and it is just bullshit.
It's 100%, dude. Like, if you watch the slow motion replays, which while we were watching it wasn't as obvious, but I mean, we were drinking and talking and whatever. But it kind of, he did a good job of just like making it seem like he was tired.
Tyson?
Which I'm sure he probably was. Yeah. I'm sure he probably was tired. He's an old man. But dude, some of those slow-mos where he like literally just stop, like pauses himself. Like he's just about to like destroy him. And then he just holds back.
Yeah.
Like,
After that first one where he connected.
Completely open.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he hugged him and he was like, yo, bro, that hurt.
Yeah.
He's like, you're going to kill me. And then he just was so reserved. I mean, I just, there's no way it wasn't. How many punches did he throw? Like, 17 or something like that?
Jake Paul?
No, Tyson.
Oh.
He was like 17 punches.
Total. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was
like he just didn't even try.
No.
He just danced around. I mean, he went the distance as far as timing goes, but like,
and I know
he
this
was not there to win.
I know it's not going to like tarnish his career record or tarnish, his whatever, but this has got to be like, I mean, to have something like that on your fighting record with the caliber of fighter like Tyson, that's just a blemish that sucks to have. To be counted as a loss to fucking Jake Paul, who maybe one day he might be a good fighter. I don't know. Right now he's not. And it's all just a show and it's bullshit.
I think obviously he cashed out on that and I don't think he gave a shit about any of that.
Yeah.
I do.
I do too.
Because I like Mike Tyson.
And I think
so do you.
I think a lot of fans.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
But I just don't, I mean, he wasn't there for that. Like, he's trying to get his money and which live he did. Whatever after, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, more power to him getting that big payout, but good Lord, that's just, I've never been so disappointed in a fight. Actually, okay, there was one I was very disappointed in, but it's not because it was that staged feeling. It was the last UFC that I paid for, and it was George St. Pierre, and the fight lasted like 10 seconds. And, you know, when you pay like $160 and you're like, what the fuck was that? That was before this Tyson debacle. That was the last fight that I was like just disappointed in. But
well, we paid for crazy. What was it, Floyd Mayweather and McGregor?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was like $120 or something like that, and that was very similar to the Tyson thing, where it was just like, you know, well, maybe not as similar, not scripted, I don't believe, but.
No, but
Mayweather is just a pussy.
And, yeah, and when you put somebody who's a cage fighter and uses their entire body and then say, okay, you can only use your fists now, it's not their form of fighting, so it's not even a real fight.
No, it wasn't.
You know, it's just...
And Floyd Mayweather isn't even like... He's like probably he's the greatest technical boxer of all time as far as like he can just score points on people.
Yeah.
But... It's like, might as well be Taekwondo, honestly.
Oh,
whereas, yeah. You know, the boxing that I kind of grew up with, like the Tyson era, Holyfield.
Yeah.
Like, it was, they literally stepped in there to kill each other.
Yes.
Like, that was the intent, was to knock each other out. And.
And not I go mean, the distance. You wanted to get in there and just kill the guy as quick as you could and get it over with.
So that part was disappointing. I do feel like McGregor, I tried, like, I mean, I feel like he was literally, he was, did his best to box like a boxer.
I believe
he
that.
He had to hold himself back multiple times from, like, tackling him or, like, you know what I mean? Like, he was, like, really trying not to just, like, fight this guy. Like,
yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
Like a UFC fighter.
So they're going to hold back, and they're going to pull things because they're like, you know, he goes to kick or something, and then he pulls back, but it's like leaving himself open. He's not a boxer, so he's not used to that. So it can't really be a real fight. Be like, oh, I whooped his ass. Yeah, but if you get into a UFC ring, an octagon, and you fight McGregor his style, you're not going to last. And that's what sucks. Oh, it's just like...
He would have been like less than a minute.
Yeah.
Would have knocked him out, like, and it would have been an embarrassing, like him beating a child up or something,
right?
Yeah,
and you know, and I think, which, and I'm sure a lot of them, like, just like Jake Paul, when half of his wins or fights are against old retired UFC fighters who aren't boxers,
yeah,
it's because of that. Because, like I said, I don't count him as a real fighter right now. Maybe someday, I don't know, but whatever. Right now, no. But he's at least training in the boxing style where they're not. And so, yeah, all I'm going to fight these old retired guys and then claim I'm the greatest boxer because I beat, you know, a famous guy. But he's retired. He's not a fighter anymore.
All I got to say, Donnie, I understand your frustration with it. But, like, the whole – it's the show, dude. Like,
yeah, I agree.
People pay for it. It's the same reason people watch WWE, whatever, like, whatever that is. But – it's the same reason that they're making like 45 Fast and Furiouses because people are obviously going to pay for it. And I guarantee that like the Mayweather, and McGregor and the Tyson Paul fight were some of the highest grossing fights of all time.
I agree.
Like, and they don't give a shit about what, like, any of, like, you know, the legacy of boxing or the sport necessarily. It's just like,
which sucks, but yeah, it's all about the money. Yeah, because, you know, so many people tuned in to watch Paul get knocked out, which didn't happen, but yeah, it's the same thing. It's all about the money, which is what sucks, because the other Paul brother, Logan Paul, and I know you're not a WWE fan, you know, you don't watch it. I've watched it since I was a kid, so I do enjoy it. He's trying to ruin that. So he's like part of that now. And he's trying to be a big star, but it's all about, again, the money. So he's going to get more of the younger crowd who likes him on YouTube to start watching wrestling again, which I get that sense of it.
Out, bro.
Yeah, yeah, I get that sense of it, but it just sucks for those of us that like it more for the sport. Like a real actual boxing match. It was a waste of time to watch that. Now, the female fight right before it, holy shit, that was great.
Yeah, at least they did, like, at least they put that up. I mean, they kind of came through. They made it worth our time.
Yeah.
Watching that. And it was free, so, like, shit. It wasn't
was
like
it, though? I mean, you pay the monthly fee for Netflix. I mean, it wasn't the 120 or whatever they used to be to get pay-per-views, but...
Yeah, I mean, pay for that forever.
Yeah. And and that's smart on Netflix and, again, other things that do it there. So, like, now WWE, you can't get that on local TV anymore. You now have to have Netflix to be able to watch that if you want to watch it. So,
oh, for real?
Yeah. So
Netflix was, like, I mean, they were, like, the only game in town for a while. And I still, I mean, we like, will get streaming services and start them and stop them and whatever. There'll be, like, one show, and they're like, oh, cool. Like, so we'll get, whatever, Paramount for a couple months. And then be like, we don't need it anymore. But Netflix is, like, the staple. Like, we always have Netflix. And not that I can always even find anything to watch on it, but just had it for so long that...
It is the one that's, like, you've got to keep in... part of it for me, because, again, I watch most of my shows on Peacock. I love Peacock. Or HBO Max. I guess it's just called Max now. But... You want, like, good stand-up, it's always Netflix. Like, you can find the most on there. You know, every once in a while, some of these other streaming have it, but, like, the stand-up is there. Netflix is now doing a lot with the big-name actors and making straight-to-Netflix movies, which is, again, smart on their part. Yep. Same with Apple. Yep. So it's, like, it's one of those that you're going to have to keep. But, again, they just keep going by, like, picking up WWE. You know, putting these, as they call it, free pay-per-views when you subscribe. Yes, it's free, but you get, like, I don't know, whatever, however many billion people who buy it and pay that $15 to $20 a month for it, you're covering all your costs. So it's not like, you know, you think of that of whoever paid $120 for the fight, you know, it was obviously probably half that in the past. You know, a lot of people go to bars or friends' house and just all chip in to watch it, you know. You weren't getting as many people paying for the pay-per-views as you're getting who pay for the streaming service to be able to watch the pay-per-views.
Well, I was kind of like, I was like, when they first said, okay, it's going to be on Netflix, I was like, how the fuck are they going to make any money? Like, who is going to sign up for Netflix that doesn't have it just to watch this fight? But I guess based on, like, the stats, it was quite a bit. Like, I mean, it was worthwhile for them.
Shit ton of people. Crazy.
And they're, definitely tested their bandwidth, though. Like, I mean, we logged in early. We were getting it, you know, on both the TVs, but I know a lot of people were having issues with it buffering and not streaming.
Yeah, like, and that's also, but, I mean, that could also be, you know, like, so Sean was in Jerome, but he's out in the country, so that could have been his internet service provider, too. But, yeah, it's definitely, and see, that's another, that's one of the biggest problems I feel with putting stuff like that on the streaming, or, like, you know, WWE, you go to Netflix. What if it's down? That sucks. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, especially if you get a shitload of people logging at the same time. I mean, remember, like, my quality wasn't the greatest, so.
Yeah,
it kept going that little blur. It looked like 480p or something. Like, it was, which 20 years ago, I've been like, this is the best picture I've ever seen in my life.
On one of those box TVs.
And now, like, I remember the first time, like, when GoldenEye came out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I went over to my buddy Mario, got it, like, and it was like, we had, like, a sleepover, but it was, like, a bunch of boys over at the house or whatever. We're playing on, like, out on the patio in N64 on this, like, 19-inch, like, 2TV, 4-player. And I just remember how, like, how amazed we were by the graphics. Like, it looks so real.
Yeah.
It looked like shit, bro. If you go back and look at it now, you're like, that looks like shit.
But yeah, but I mean, for the time, I mean, you remember when the first PlayStation and Tomb Raider came out, mm-hmm. and that was like the huge, great graphics thing.
Because of tits, bro.
Oh yeah. But now, I was playing Call of Duty 6, Black Ops 6 again this morning while Lex was upstairs. And I mean, the graphics on that, yes, it's still got the coloring of like a cartoon or something, but it's still so close to being realistic. It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm excited to play the new Call of Duty. I'll have the PlayStation downstairs so I can hook it up to the nice TV and stuff.
I love it, man. I've been rocking it.
Exactly the same as the other ones, because most of the Call of Duties have been exactly the same.
So you know how they have their differences. There's always the Black Ops, and then there's the other ones like Modern Warfare and Civil War and whatever. It has some similarities. The zombies are way better. I think the online play is faster and better. Like the movements, like, so because I have a PS5 also, and so when I'm like turning to shoot, I can turn much faster to shoot. I don't remember on the past ones if you can lay on your side and shoot so you can see around you, which is kind of cool. That's a feature on there.
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
And, I don't believe so.
I
don't play online because I get my ass kicked online.
Well, and see, that's how I used to be. I'm like freaking prestige level 2, you know, back up almost to the 20s again. I've already prestiged twice. Now, they have the double XP going on through Christmas, so that helped. But, yeah, I'm getting like 50 kills to 15 deaths. So it's much easier for the people like me who run around. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I remember in the past there were times where like I would unload a full clip into this guy's head and he would be able to run right at me and stab me with a knife and kill me. I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, the fucking knife things are, that shit like is so frustrating. And it's, you know, it's like a 10-year-old
Yeah.
kid.
Like, yeah,
just destroying you, bro.
Yeah, so that hasn't happened this time, but again, I don't know if this is a new feature, but like they can sneak up behind you and grab you and use you as a human shield and run around shooting people, and you can't do crap about it. So that's kind of cool too.
Definitely a new feature. Rad.
But yeah, no, it's really fun, and the guns and all the, you know, the loadouts. The loadouts are kind of the same. I just think the functionality and the movement of it is much better than the past ones. Black Ops 3 will probably always be my favorite, but this one this one is awesome. Like, there's so many different zombies and you know, stuff that they've changed about it. But yeah, it's fun. It's definitely fun. It's definitely one I really enjoy and I'm glad I got. But I am more of the Black Ops than I am for the other ones. I want all the Call of Duties. I've been buying them all as they come out, but Black Ops is where it's at for me.
Carter Kennedy's boyfriend bought it, so it's on my PlayStation.
Oh, shit, yeah. See, that's even better if you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Riley, I don't know. So, obviously, it cost me, you know, $70-$80. And then he said on his Xbox, he was able to download it for free because we have the monthly Game Pass or whatever. I don't know. I'm going to have to look later tonight because he wants to play against me. If he actually has it or if it's just like a trial version or you just get just one feature of it. Like I don't know if it's Modern Warfare or whatever where they have the, it's kind of like about Fortnite where it's just one giant map and you're just running around and there's like 800 people in there. It's everybody against everybody kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's it, but I've got to look and see because, I mean, I pay the monthly for the PlayStation. I didn't get it for free. I had to buy that shit. But I did get the season pass thing. I think it was like an extra $29.
Okay.
But it's like, you know, as you do well, you get more points, you earn more guns. So I was able to earn a lot of better guns than what I would normal play. And technically, I guess I bought them by buying season pass, but I didn't go into the store and just buy a whole pack of really good guns and cheat that way, which, I mean, I guess it's not cheating. If you got the money, why not buy the guns? But
yeah, I mean, I have been busy about in the past. It's one of those games where I start playing and I'm like, this is really fun. I'm like, where's the cheat code at? Like, GTA, that's always been GTA for me. I'm like, Team's dope. And then get the cheat codes going. Kind of ruins it, though. Like, because it doesn't last as long. But I have played the story mode on GTA, too.
See, and that's where I started, and then I stopped. And my problem with the PS5 is that. Like, so, like, I started playing the GTA and doing the story mode, but then if I wanted to play Tiger Woods and it wasn't already downloaded, I had to delete one of the games off of my PS5 to put another one on because it's got a small hard drive.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. And if you get the external one,
you can't play PS5 games off of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same shit, dude. I'm like, what's the point in having an external hard drive? That is so frustrating, bro, because, and if it was like a 10-minute ordeal, different thing.
Yeah, but it's like 2 days.
I'm like, I'll play this game right now. Like, oh, never mind.
See, I miss the days where if you just had the disc, you could play it. You could pop that disc out and go to your friend's house, put it in their machine, and you guys could play it.
I know. I don't understand why that's still not a possibility.
Right, because I buy the disc. So this game, you know, I bought the disc, but then you still have to download it. I'm like, what the fuck? If I have the disc, why do I got to download it?
Yeah, that's a bullshit, dude. That's like probably my number one frustration with the PS5. And
I think the Xbox is the same way.
For a while, oh, it's the same. It's all the same way, dude.
Yeah,
they literally. I mean, it's just how they're gonna. You just get more game sales that way, dude. And you never really own it because you're at the whim of the internet or your PlayStation subscription or, you know, it's the same reason why I like. Remember, I was telling you about MP3s. How I was like, dude, I have no music that's not dependent on the internet.
See, and that's why.
Telling you about that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to go figure this out and get an MP3 player and put all my, because if Armageddon comes, dude, there's ain't no way in hell I'm gonna be without music.
Same here. Now the downside to me is because I have a lot that's not on internet, but it's on vinyl and cassette tapes, so it's still dependent on, you know, at least power.
Just power. Well, not vinyl necessarily. You can just spin it really slow.
That's true. As long as something just spins it fast enough. And I remember doing that in elementary and junior high. You get the little rolled up paper in a cone with a needle, and you put it on there, and you can still get the music. But yeah, I also like just like with my movies, I have over 1,000. Digital, you know, online on Vudu, but I still have a crap ton of DVD and Blu-ray and even probably close to 100 VHS tapes. Not just because of that fact that, like, okay, what if the internet goes down? Then what am I going to do? Can't watch TV because everything's streaming. Well, now I can still watch a movie as long as I have power. But also, like, with Alyssa...
guilty of that, too, though.
Yeah, with Alyssa getting into movies, and we're still talking about trying to get that movie podcast going... I want her to see some of the older school movies in the way that they were released, you know, like on VHS tape, you know what I mean? See them in their true form, the way I saw them first.
But, yeah. Do you think, I bet Alyssa probably would have the same. My kids would definitely not have the same appreciation for that though. They're like, they're so jaded, dude. Like, everything they watch is like,
she's actually done pretty good. I gave her a list of like 30 movies, you know, back to the, I mean, some of the, I don't know if I gave her the old ones from like the 20s and 50s, like the James Dean ones or not, but, you know, at least back to the 80s. And she's watched a good amount of them and has taken notes on each one. So
that's cool.
Yeah, she's getting into it.
She's a big sport about that kind of stuff, dude.
I want to get that unlimited movie pass so I can go to the theater as much as I want. And I thought about getting two of them. But the problem with the second one is you have to put your picture on there. So it goes by pictures. So if I get a second one and I assign it to Lex, Alyssa can't use it if Lex doesn't want to go. Or, you know, vice versa. So I would have to get three so Alyssa had one and Lex had one and I have one. But
yeah, but who checks your picture, like a 15-year-old fucking kid?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how it works because I was asking Jorge about it because he has it. And I was looking on there and I went to buy one. Like, yeah, take your picture. And I'm like, what? Why do you have to have my picture? What if I don't want my face on there? What if I want to put like Rick and Morty on there? Like, this is ridiculous. But it has to be my picture. And I think it's like, obviously, you can't share them, which sucks. Same with Netflix. Like, you can't share Netflix. Now Disney and HBO Max, some of those are getting into it to where you can't share those. So, like, if I was to travel for a week and I went and stayed, you know, in Oregon for a week, I wouldn't be able to use my Netflix or my Hulu Live or any of that without changing my home account to that place. And then I'd have to change it again.
I haven't had any issues with my Netflix.
Are you serious?
Not one whatsoever, dude. And it is logged into, I don't even know, like 20 devices.
Yeah, I went just work. What am I, like six miles away from my work? And it wouldn't let me use it there unless I changed that address to my home address, which then would have kicked all of ours here at the house off. So I'm like, well, fuck you, Netflix. I guess I'm not watching you here, you know.
But well, I've had a subscription since, like, I don't even know, 2004.
Yeah, since it first came out, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably why. I had the Roku box.
Well, we have two, but our problem is, and I think this is where it got us screwed, was we've always had it since it came out. We've had the Netflix. But now with T-Mobile, I think within the last 2 years, we added it to our bill there. So, you know what I mean?
That's why.
It's kind of like when you update a phone, you're like, because actually when Lex and I just updated our phones too, we were grandfathered into an old plan they didn't offer anymore. So we had to upgrade our plan too, which, you know, whatever.
Can you do me a favor though?
What's that?
Not call it the Netflix.
The
Netflix.
Sorry. Bro, I meant the Netflix.
Very old. Sounds fucking old. But the Netflix.
Yeah, so we had to move.
The Netflixes.
Well, we didn't have to, but it saved us money to move Netflix to our T-Mobile bill. But it's like, I think it was then it like did their little update kind of thing, which then screwed us as far as using it outside of our house.
Yep.
Now they have the few, just like some of them, you can download them. So like I can download some episodes or some movies onto like my iPad to watch, you know, when I don't have internet. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. It just sucks. I miss the days where it was easier to do things. I do miss the 80s and the 90s.
Right.
Take a VHS tape over to a friend's house and watch movies. You know, go to Blockbuster and get three or four of them for the weekend. And it sucks. The kids will never get to experience that.
Right. Well, I mean, they'll probably see robots and shit, though, that clean your house for you. That's kind of cool.
Well, I mean, we both already have one in our house that vacuums by itself.
Mine's not hooked up yet. I don't have internet here yet.
It also might be dead the way it fell off your counter the other day.
No, I think you did. I think you did.
Oh, I'd be like, just sell the box, put it back in, and take it back to the store.
I might if it's broken for sure. It's Amazon, so they take everything back.
Oh yeah.
I order the, you know, like the floor mat for the office, like for the chair.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I ordered one of those yesterday. They sent me four. They sent me one in like a big ass box, and then three in like separate boxes. And I was like, I had to like verify. I'm like, did I order it? Like, you know, was that like my mistake? I'm like, no, I only ordered one. They sent me, that's the first time that's ever happened. I was like, it could have been something way cooler than
right.
Freaking computer tech floor mat.
Yeah, like, so like I ordered these little, I guess it's called a pop filter, windscreen, whatever, for the mics. But they're in colors and they still look like the mic, but it's like bright. So like right now I'm talking to a bright green microphone.
Okay.
So I ordered two of them to try them out, and they got here. I ordered them last night, and they got here today. I had to go order two more. I wish that would have thrown in four instead of two.
No shit. It's so weird when you get like an Amazon driver that rolls up at your house at like 3 a.m. and like puts it on your pet. That's like kind of weird.
Yeah.
Kind of cool also.
Well, I signed up for it, and I think you can now because your garage door opener is the Chamberlain, right? The one with the camera on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they've offered that before. I had them do that one time a long time ago with like a TV.
I do like it, and so far they've been pretty good. But the downside is like when we're here, like there's times where I'm hanging out in the garage and they walk up, put it in, but then they shut my garage door because it won't let them close out their delivery until they close the garage door to show they left.
Oh, You're like, please don't shut it. Like, nope, I have to.
Yeah, and like one of them yelled at the kids because they opened it. I was like, dude, he's trying to get his bike. Don't yell at him for getting his bike. Well, I can't leave until I don't give a fuck, dude. Like, this is my house. But like, it makes them close the garage door to close out the order, and they can't move on until they do that. And I'm like, so that part kind of is bullshit. But it is nice that it's not just sitting on the porch to where, you know, some porch pirate can come and swipe my shit.
Yeah, I've never had any, like, knock on wood again. Never had that happen so far.
Us either. I've had bikes, like bicycles taken from our porch, but never, and it wasn't here. It wasn't this neighborhood. It was an Eagle, but never a package, which is, at least as far as I know. I mean, there's been times where I was like, nope, package never arrived. You delivered to the wrong address because it's not here. It could have been taken. You know what I mean?
They won't refund it, I don't think, if it's stolen.
This one was for the Google speaker, and they just sent me another one. But that problem was they did send it to my old house, the old address, even though the new one was in. But they at least that sent me a new one. But now they do take pictures, so I mean, you know, obviously it covers their ass, showing, you know, they don't take pictures of the house or the address, just where they left it.
Yeah,
you know, so. There was one there, like, left in a safe location, and so I looked at the picture. They put it behind Carter's used oil containers in a bush on the side of my garage. I'm like, what the fuck? How is that a safe location? I guess it's not on the porch, and it was behind the used oil containers, but it's literally, like, out of camera view, off to the side of the house. Like, that's probably the least safe area. Throwing it over my back fence would have been safer.
I got to brag for a second. I don't know if you saw it, but we have one of those corner. I didn't even know this until yesterday. We have one of those corner cabinets that has the Lazy Susan thing in it.
Oh shit. I didn't know they made those anymore.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like spins it around in there. I'm like, that's pretty dope.
Did you put Amelia in there and spin her around?
She has, I don't think she's seen me yet, or she probably would have been doing that.
Right, just using it.
She's been the least helpful moving.
How is she? Is she prepared for tomorrow?
We'll see. She's going to stand up all damn night.
See, that's
that's a bad thing about Christmas break, dude. Like, you just get so comfortable with a different schedule, and then by the time it's ready, time to go back, it's like, that's what I was telling you. Go to bed.
Didn't it? And it doesn't change. Riley's about to turn 14. Dude was up to like 4 in the morning last night. I woke him up for breakfast this morning. He came down at 8, went back to bed till 2 in the afternoon. I was like, dude, that's got to stop. You have school the day after tomorrow. Yep. Like, and basketball practice right after school. So you need to get your sleep. So you need to get on a normal schedule. You shouldn't be staying up this late anyways. Like when I go to bed at midnight, I'm like, dude, turn off the game, get in bed. Like it's late. You shouldn't be up this late. But it's like it was 2 week break, so it's not like he had to get up early, but still, it's crazy. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
They can recover a hell of a lot quicker than we can now.
Yeah, even younger though. I don't think I've ever slept in later than like 10 o'clock, and at then I was like, oh, I wasted the day. Sunlight's in, I'm up. I just can't sleep. You know, I could take a nap on a couch or something, but I can't sleep once it's daylight out.
Me either. I'm up at 7. I was like literally last night crashed so hard, and then it was like 6:45.
Did you do more last night or just today?
Oh yeah, more last night. Well, today.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm beat, and I like eating is a big inconvenience when you're moving.
Oh yeah.
You're like, fuck, what are you gonna eat? Like that's the biggest.
Yeah, because I mean. You have to order because nobody wants to like, you know, move and unpack for hours and then cook dinner. And then you're like, okay, what do we order if we order? And then that's something else that's getting ridiculous, dude. I ordered us the night I came to your house to see it when you got your keys. I ordered 4 sandwiches from Jersey Mike's and it cost me $73 for 4 sandwiches.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy, bro.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, well, we have Dash Pass, so it's a little bit cheaper, but not as much.
Yeah, Carter's got that, too.
Not that much cheaper.
it was like, so like it told me like if I renewed my Dash Pass at $9 a month, I could save $11. So technically I would have saved two because I would have had to pay the $9 to get the Dash Pass to save the $11. And I'm like, well, then I'm just really saving $2.
We just have it on our Chase card or whatever.
Yeah, I actually think Lex has it too, but she wasn't home. She was out. And Carter's got it, but he also wasn't here. He was out. So it was like, it was me, Alyssa, and Riley. And I thought Carter was coming home because it was a late day of work for him. So I ordered a sandwich for him. And then he calls me and tells me he's going to go get dinner with the guys. I'm like, you prick fuck. I could have only spent $60.
Kate's about to leave. I'm going to tell her bye and we're going to get some din.
So, all right, man. Well, thanks for
get back to moving.
Yeah, thanks for taking a break for a bit.
Yeah, man. Thanks for giving me the break for a little bit.
All right, buddy. I'll catch you later.
All right, bro. Talk to you later. All
right. Yeah, I think we'll just end it there. And dad bod's out, bitches.